This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right. Hi, everybody. Wayne Allyn-Roots is with you here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you, Alex, as always, for giving me this opportunity to grab an hour of your show and grab a few minutes of your audience's mind to educate, to empower, and to entertain. For those of you who don't know me, my website is rootforamerica.com. All of my commentaries and videos, they're all there, rootforamerica.com. Lots of video commentaries, lots of video podcasts, lots of audio podcasts. And, of course, at that same website, Root for America is a link that automatically connects you to my national radio show and my podcast, and you can listen to old versions from yesterday, last week, last year, and you can listen live anytime I'm on live. So rootforamerica.com is where it all starts. That's my website up on the screen right now, and you're also seeing my book up on the screen, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. I think it perfectly sums up what just happened with the Canadian truckers who lit a fire under the entire world. And, you know, if you're wondering why I have a hoarse voice, I have the same voice as Alex, right? We both talk all day long on radio and TV, and my voice becomes hoarse 24 hours a day, and it sounds just like Alex Jones nowadays. It just happened. I guess it's because we all talk and talk and talk. Thank God God gave me only one gift in life. I'm a good talker. But, boy, can I talk. So my voice is permanently hoarse. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, I think, is the Canadian truckers, and now it is the American truckers who are on their way with a convoy today. They started an hour ago, and they're on their way to Washington, D.C. And the point of my book was, with rigged elections and with all the fraud in the world and all the banning going on and all the censorship going on and the rigging going on, basically the book burning going on, it's my opinion that you're not going to win just based on elections anymore. You're going to have to strike. You're going to have to protest. You're going to have to boycott. You're going to have to blockade. All versions of civil disobedience like Dr. Martin Luther King preached. But there is no choice. And my book tells you how to do it and talks about this philosophy of civil disobedience. Never violence. We never want to be the ones to preach violence on the conservative right, because look what happened on January 6th. They'll try and destroy us. With the most minor of incidents, they will paint us as evil and try and destroy the entire movement. So I don't respond with violence, but I respond with civil disobedience against people who are beating my brains in. We've got to figure out something other than just voting. And that's my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. That's the Canadian convoy, the Canadian blockade, and this American convoy. These people are great fighters. I love them. All right. So I think we've got about a minute left. Let me kind of go over what I'm going to talk about on today's show. First of all, COVID and the COVID vaccines are always a big topic with me. Open borders, a big topic with me. Some information that just came out from life insurance companies that I've been talking about for weeks. When I say it just came out about a month ago, a month and a half ago. I've talked about it nonstop 3 hours a day on my national radio show. But the mainstream media has never touched it. It finally came out today. I'm not sure if it's on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, because I don't get the physical edition anymore, but I get the online Wall Street Journal. It was on the front page at the top of the online Wall Street Journal, a story about how life insurance companies are being deluged by dead people. People are dropping dead at a rate that is historic, and they blame everything in the world except the vaccine, which is a joke. I mean, it really is a joke. They don't even seem to understand that the vaccine is at the root, excuse the pun from Wayne Root, at the root of all of this is the vaccine-induced death called VADS. It's like AIDS with a V, VADS. And it's an induced heart attack, strokes, blood clots, multi-organ failure, and perhaps most importantly, there's the story on the cover of the Wall Street Journal. Alex has the most crack staff I've ever seen. You guys are fantastic. I mentioned it. There it is. You found it. Great stuff. And the deaths are piling up, and they blame it on everything and anything except the vaccines, and you and I both know what's to blame for all these deaths. All right, we're going out for a quick break. Let you know again, my website's rootforamerica.com, and you could always email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. I love to talk to every single one of you. Be right back.
I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter, your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
Welcome back. Wayne Alaroot, guest hosting for this hour of the Alex Jones Show. Let me tell you, as a veteran for all these years, I'm actually 60 years old now. Can you believe it? But I work out 90 minutes a day, and I pop 100 vitamin pills a day, and I feel like $1 million bucks. And eat healthy, by the way. And so I'm like Alex's philosophy, man. Vitamins, vitamins, vitamins have kept me alive for 40 years, alive and ticking and high energy. But all these years that I've been on TV as a guest and as a host, 40 years, and by the way, I know vitamins work because listen to my track record. I got my first TV show at the age of 26 on Financial News Network in 1989. I was 26 years old. Then I turned 27 a few days after I got the show. But I was 26 and 27 years old, one of the youngest anchormen on national TV, hosted all their sports program, and hosted 5 shows a day. Okay, I was the ultimate workhorse on TV, 5 shows a day. And then I got my next TV show when I was 57 years old on Newsmax TV, and I hosted it for 3 years. Actually, I was 56, excuse me. 3 years and 700 episodes with the number one primetime slot on Newsmax TV and Bill O'Reilly 3 times a week as my co-host. I've always been very lucky in life on the sports programming on CNBC. Jimmy the Greek, if you remember that name, was my partner. And in politics, it was Bill O'Reilly. And now here I am with Alex Jones. I always get around the biggest names and the best people. And I'm very proud to be kind of partners with them. So in the history of American TV, I don't think anybody has ever gotten their first show when they're 26 and their next show when they're 56. 30-year gap between me hosting television shows, one sports and the other politics. 30-year gap. Nobody gets hired in TV at the age of 56, and I was. And so my point to you is vitamins, exercise changed my life. So thank you, Alex, for bringing us some great vitamins. So some things I want to talk to you about, some issues that I think are at the top of my mind. How about the scandals with Joe Biden? You know, I've got a 10-minute run in this segment. I'll give you some Joe Biden scandals. First of all, what do I think Ukraine is all about? I think, obviously, you know, number one, Ukraine is about flexing muscles. You know, here's Putin. He's flexing his muscles. He thinks he's a He-Man. He thinks he's, you know, the Popeye the Sailor Man. He's Tarzan. He's always shirtless, and he's flexing his muscles. And Putin wants to prove that Biden is an old, feeble man with dementia. Well, guess what, Putin? I got news for you. I was there long before you. This guy's an old, feeble man with dementia, and I've been saying it for 4 years, okay? 2 years before he got elected president, and then the last year. So 3 years, I've been talking about Biden being a feeble old man with dementia that cannot possibly become the president of the United States and cannot possibly serve a normal term. So we already know he's a feeble old man with dementia, but Putin wants to expose him. And he wants to win on the grand national stage. And he has a burning desire to prove to the world that Russia is the king of the hill and America's a has-been. Right? For the last 25 years, 30 years, Russia's been a has-been and America's been the king of the hill. right? Russia was the king in the 60s and the 70s competing with America, trying to prove they were better than us. And we beat them and we beat them and we beat them. We beat their brains in. But now he has a chance to prove it all over again. And he'll go down in history as the guy who does it. And by invading Ukraine, he's just embarrassing and humiliating Joe Biden, who he knows is powerless to stop him and can't do anything. So that's number one. Number two, I think, against all the other things happening, there's a number two. Ukraine is a country rich with natural resources, especially oil and gas. So he covets, Putin covets the natural resources of Ukraine, and he's going to go in and pillage and rape that country. Excuse that term, but that's what he's going to do. He's going to rape it until there's nothing left and it all goes to Russia. Those are the two main reasons he's invading. But let me give you a third reason that, to my knowledge, nobody else in the American media, including conservative media, has thought of or is talking about. But this is my gut instinct, and I've asked friends of mine who are brilliant military strategists, retired, but at one point the top military strategists in America, and they both, when I told them this story, a light bulb went off and they said, Wayne, I think you're right. And so all these many months since Biden has run for president and been president, he talks a lot about the corruption in Russia and the corruption in Ukraine and the corruption around the world. And I think Putin is sick and tired of hearing and being lectured about Russia's corruption when Putin knows, because I'm sure they've wiretapped. So they know, you know, just like Hillary Clinton tapped into Donald Trump, I guarantee you Russia is tapped into a lot of the world leaders. And they all know that Biden is the most corrupt politician that's ever lived. There's never been a more corrupt political hack than Joe Biden. And so they all know this. He's the biggest hypocrite in the world. He has no right to lecture Russia about the bad things Russia does and how corrupt Putin is, when in reality, Joe Biden is the big guy. Joe Biden is taking a 10 to 20% cut of every deal that his brother gets and his son Hunter gets. He is the most corrupt person that's ever represented the United States of America. And I'm sure that Joe Biden is close to a billionaire in offshore bank accounts. The Biden crime family is disgusting, and they are so corrupt, and Putin knows that. I believe that the secrets to Biden's corruption are located in Ukraine. All the dirty deals were in Ukraine. So if he rolls in with his tanks, Putin, to Ukraine, and he starts killing and arresting and torturing everyone, including all the top politicians and agency heads of their federal agencies, He goes out and he finds the people who did the dirty business with Joe Biden. And he knows who they are. Putin knows everything. And guess what? He tortures them. I'm not happy about any of this. I'm not on Putin's side. I'm not on Russia's side. I'm on America's side. I love America. This is my country. But I'm just telling you what I think is happening in Putin's mind. He's going to go in and capture everyone who he believes did dirty deals with Joe Biden and torture them or torture their families or arrest them and just stick them in prison until they confess and tell him where all the dirty bodies are buried. And then he's going to either two choices at that point. Putin can choose to parade all these dirty people on national TV or global TV and shock the world and prove that Joe Biden is a filthy, dirty, corrupt politician and a traitor to his own people and a traitor to the United States of America, who's betrayed his offices, U.S. Senator, Vice President, now President. And then he makes him resign in disgrace, ruins his legacy. And who's the crusader who cleaned it up? The moral crusader is going to be Vladimir Putin. So that's one choice. And I think that's a key reason he's invading Ukraine, in addition to flexing his muscle, making America look bad, make Russia look good, and also making himself look good, and also literally pillaging the country and stealing all their natural resources. But this is the big bonus, that he's going to destroy and bring down Biden and embarrass the United States and paralyze our government because the government, you know, if all the corruption is exposed and Biden is impeached and Biden's kicked out of office and Biden goes off to a nursing home, all of a sudden America is very psychologically weak and fractured, and Russia enters that hole and takes advantage of it. And so that's option one. You know what option two is? Don't tell anybody about this. Don't put it on the national stage. Don't embarrass Biden nationally and publicly. but instead holds it over his head and blackmail Joe Biden. That's probably what Putin intends to do. Actually, just keep it to himself and tell Biden, I got the goods on you, and I'm going to blackmail you unless you give me and Russia everything we want in the entire world. I'll destroy you and ruin your legacy. And all the secrets are kept in the vault of Ukraine. And that's one of the reasons he's invading Ukraine. This is my belief. This is my gut instinct. This is my guess. It's not a fact. But I'm telling you, if I'm Putin, this is how I'm thinking. And I believe I know Putin and I understand him. And I'm telling you, Joe Biden, you better be shaking in your boots because Putin's coming. And I think he's coming to get you and destroy your legacy. Just my opinion. We're headed to a break. Losing my voice. Headed to a break. My website, rootforamerica.com. My email, wayneroot@gmail.com. And my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. We'll be right back with Alex Jones.
Baby, 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 I'm gonna leave you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. Got my voice back. I can't wait for this afternoon. 3 hours of radio. I was going to make a point in the last segment. I never did. That because I've been around for 40 years on TV, literally TV and radio, every time I make an appearance, I know it's a popular show by how many people contact me on my cell phone, text me, friends, you know, not fans, friends, and say, I'm watching you right now. And years ago, I used to be a lot on Fox News. So I guess Fox News decided that I tell the truth too much and they can't have me on anymore, and that scares them. And so when I was on Fox News, I would have like 20, 25 people contact me. After just a quick segment on Fox and Friends, 25 people would contact me and say, just saw you on Fox. Wow, Wayne. And I've tried a lot of things over the years, and never have I gotten that kind of response. It doesn't sound like a lot, but if 20, 25 friends contact you, you know that's an example that somebody, no, that millions are watching Fox News. Well, the most response I ever get now of anything I do is the Alex Jones Show. Every time I come on here, I have 10, 20 or more texts from friends saying, holy crap, I'm watching you now on the Alex Jones Show. I didn't even know that so many of my friends watch the Alex Jones Show. But the numbers are about the same as I used to get on Fox News. So if 20 people contact me now and 20 people contact me in the Fox News days, Fox always had 3 million watching. I think Alex Jones has one heck of a popular show with millions online watching all across the world, not just the United States. So thank you for blessing me, Alex, with this platform. So let me continue with my Joe Biden story. I have a couple stories. When we get back, then I'm going to start to react with what I call my Rue reaction to all the biggest news stories in the news. And the big one to me is still COVID and the COVID vaccines and what it's doing to the American people, which is killing them and injuring them. But I told you why I think that Vladimir Putin is invading Ukraine. And one of the reasons is to go after Biden's corruption and expose it to the world or use it to blackmail Biden. And by the way, who's already doing that? China. It's very clear. I mean, even Bill Maher on HBO will tell you that China owns Joe Biden. There it is right there. Here's the, I guess that's the Russian bear owning Joe Biden. But I think China owns Joe Biden right now. And I think that Russia, Vladimir Putin, is very jealous. He wants to own the nice little pet, Joe Biden, and pet him on the head and say, good boy, good boy. He's like my dog, Bubba. Good boy, whatever I want, Bubba does. Well, that's what Putin wants Biden to do, just like Xi in China has Biden doing right now. Biden's his pet, his little pet, his pet puppy. And Biden and the Biden White House are owned by China, clearly. So Putin wants to get in on the act. One more thing that comes out of Ukraine. China is watching what happens and how Joe Biden handles this situation. And they already own him because I believe they're already blackmailing him because he did so many dirty things in China. And every single bit of dirty corruption that Joe Biden did in China and his son Hunter did dirty things that have nothing to do with corruption. They have to do with girls. But the end result is that every dirty thing done under the Biden name in China, they have videotape. So they're blackmailing the whole Biden family with all the dirt and all the sex of Hunter and all the dirty things they did. But I think they're watching to see how Joe Biden handles Ukraine. And if it happens and plays out the way they believe it will, and I believe it will, Joe Biden will be powerless and Putin will make him look like a pipsqueak and America look like a weakling, then China will take Taiwan. And it's going to happen. And this is not something new I'm saying. I've said this since the day Biden got in office. Was it January 20, 2021. I think it was January 20 that he swore in, put his hand on the Bible and swore in. I said, Taiwan's gone. Taiwan is gone. And sure enough, Taiwan is going to be gone. And here's the headline right now at Zero Hedge, one of my favorite websites, along with InfoWars and of course, some of the other really good ones like the Gateway Pundit and Breitbart. Also, those are some of my favorites. And my website, rootforamerica.com. Those are the ones I check in on all day long. And Zero Hedge is a great business site, and they have great insights. And the headline is, China calls the United States a culprit for the Ukraine tensions and vows to eradicate Taiwan's secessionist regime. They want to eradicate Taiwan's regime. China, I'm telling you, is weeks away from taking over Taiwan. Now, that could mean 2 weeks. It could mean 50 weeks, a year from now. But in the reasonable future, China will invade and take Taiwan, just like they've taken Hong Kong without even a shot being fired. China now has totally taken over Hong Kong, and there's only repression, and there's no political freedom. There's repression, and there's persecution, and there's banning, and there's book burning. All the things going on in Canada and America are going on at a much higher level because the Chinese take it to such extremes. And send the Uyghurs, is that how you pronounce it? The Uyghurs, the Muslims of China are sent to concentration camps. China does everything at a Nazi-like, old Soviet-like level. Terrible. So China's watching, and they're going to take Taiwan as soon as we prove weak on Ukraine. Okay. The other Joe Biden scandal that I want to break here on the Alex Jones show. And I think I mentioned it the last time I was on Alex's show. I mentioned it with a sentence or two, but I want to explain it now. So, and I explained it to President Trump when I had him on my show just a couple weeks ago, and he said, I can't wait to hear it. Please send me all the details as soon as you can, and I'm compiling everything right now. So a friend of mine is in the import-export business, and one of the things he imports is COVID antigen tests from China, and he knows exactly what he pays from the same company that Joe Biden just bought his antigen test from. Same product. Same exact antigen test, same exact company. Now, this guy buys 100,000 at a time. Joe Biden just bought, I believe it's 300 million. 300 million! 300 million COVID antigen tests, and it was published exactly what Joe Biden paid. I think the number, I don't have it in front of me, but I've got all my notes, and I've got all the newspaper articles and all the online articles. He paid $1.3 billion, and then he bought a second load, and that was like another 500 million. So altogether, he spent like $1.9 billion on the COVID antigen tests. My buddy bought 100,000. Now, first of all, common sense. Don't you think if you buy 100,000, the price will be higher than someone who buys 300 million plus? Wouldn't you get a better deal if you bought 300 million plus? Joe Biden got a much worse deal. And when you do the math, my buddy paid a dollar a test. Joe Biden and the American government paid, I think it was either $4 or $5 a test. He was grossly ripped off by China. Now, the question is Joe Biden so dumb and the Biden administration so dumb that they lost $1 billion of taxpayer money and were a bunch of patsies and rubes and fools, and Joe Biden's an incompetent, old, feeble puppet with dementia? Or did the Biden crime family grab a kickback of several hundred million dollars by overpaying China with American taxpayers' money, your money, by about $1 billion? My guess is number two. I believe there should be a massive DOJ investigation, and the Biden crime family picked up several hundred million dollars in kickback/bribes for overpaying with other people's money, you, the taxpayers' money, about $1 billion ripoff. It's a huge story, and it's just a fact, folks, but I'll say allegedly, but it's a fact what my friend pays, a dollar a test. It's a fact what Joe Biden paid. We'll be right back.
Two life-changing, life-empowering products are now back in stock after being sold out for months at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun is the highest quality organic vitamin D3 taken out of the tongue. It also has vitamin K, critical for your immune system, and so much more. It's 50% off, despite the fact it's going to sell out very, very quickly, because everybody needs this. Old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. You need what's in Winter Sun. And then We have Brain Force Ultra, super fast acting, amazing clean, nootropic system that is a complement to Brain Force Plus and, of course, Turbo Force. All three of these are different formulas, but all three of them take your mind and take your focus and clarity and alert us to the next level. It is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Thank you all for your support. If you haven't tried these products, you really need to because they are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wayne L. Roots, welcome back. I'm the guest host for this hour of the Alex Jones Show. We'll be doing this on a regular basis on Tuesdays between 12 to 1 p.m. West Coast time. So that's 3 to 4 p.m. East Coast time. We'll be trying to do this on a very regular basis. Wayne L. Roots with this hour as the guest host for my great friend Alex Jones. He does a great job, and I think I'm going to read his mind now. I think he does this for the same reason that I often have guest hosts on my national radio show. Because the stress on our minds, our bodies, and our voices, you hear my voice very jagged and very rough, hoarse. The stress is enormous. I mean, I do this all day long. Some days, not only am I 3 hours on radio and an hour on TV here with Alex Jones, actually 90 minutes today, first a guest of Alex Jones and then hosting, but some days I'm also doing 8 or 10 radio interviews, and then I'm the CEO of multiple companies, so I'm in multiple meetings and Zoom calls all day long. So it just never ends, as well as a father and a husband and four kids and crazy life. So you need a break once in a while. So I hope I can make your life just a little bit easier, Alex Jones. Good man. My website again, I'm Wayne Allen Root. My website's rootforamerica.com. There it is up on the screen, rootforamerica.com. And you can find all my information there, and you can connect to my daily national radio show there. So, and my email is waynegroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. All right. Some of the stories I want to get into, this is what I call my root reaction, where I get to react to some of the stories in the news and tell you what I think of them. I don't know if you noticed, but Bill Maher, and I was a guest many times on Bill Maher's shows, and I'm hoping to be on Bill Maher's show again in the very near future, talking to them about it. Bill Maher lately has sounded like a raving conservative, and I'm sure that scares the heck out of his, you know, communist, progressive, socialist handlers at HBO and in Hollywood. And, you know, if he's not careful, he'll get his show canceled. He better be careful, because he's starting to bite back at the liberals. He sounds a lot like Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan started out as kind of liberal. He said he was a Bernie Sanders guy back in 2016. You don't get more liberal than that. I don't even know if Joe realizes. He may have liked some of the things Bernie Sanders said, but I don't know if Joe Rogan realizes that in 2016, I analyzed the voting record of the United States Senate, and Bernie Sanders was the single most liberal voting record in the entire United States Senate, filled with horrible liberals. He was the liberal of all liberals of all liberals. So, I mean, he is socialist. But I do admit that Bernie had an appeal back in 2016, despite his socialism, to the average guy or gal on the street. And I think Joe Rogan, who I like a lot, by the way, I think Joe Rogan felt that appeal and thought, hey, the two-party system sucks. Both parties suck. Trump was unproven to him. So let me go with a Bernie Sanders. Okay, fine. You're allowed a mulligan. But Joe Rogan has made this amazing metamorphosis over the last few years. And he's gone, you know, like a butterfly does. He's turned into this beautiful butterfly. Joe Rogan is now a very conservative guy on topics that are near and dear to my heart, including the vaccine mandate and including the feeble dementia-laden condition of Joe Biden. Joe Rogan understands all that. He's become very conservative. I think he's seen the light. He may not want to admit he's a conservative Republican, but he certainly has seen the light. And I think he does admit, Joe Rogan, that he's a libertarian. And I was the libertarian vice presidential nominee in 2008 on the libertarian presidential ticket. So Joe Rogan and I have started to become simpatico, and I like him a lot. But Bill Maher is starting to go down that road of Joe Rogan from liberal and liking of Bernie Sanders to sounding more and more like Wayne Allen Root. And so Bill Maher said the other day that companies and celebrities have decided to be just a little bit evil on China and become their bitch. That was a quote, direct quote from Bill Maher. They become the bitch of China. That's what Joe Biden is, by the way. And soon he's going to be the bitch of Russia. But that there it is. I love this, to work with this crack team. Look at that. Right away, they get it up on the screen. You guys are great. Kudos. Bravo. Wayne Root loves you. Thank you. So Bill Maher is starting to sound like he's seen the light and he understands all these. And you know who I think of right away? It's every American corporation, but it's the NBA and it's the NFL I think of right away. They've all sold out to China. And if China can make them an extra $1 billion or $2 billion or $4 billion or $10 billion, they're willing to look the other way while China murders people and sends them to hard labor camps and concentration camps. And how about this one? Sends COVID to the world and kills millions and millions of people. Do you not believe that China sent COVID to the United States? I'll bet you every person watching right now agrees with me that China sent COVID to destroy us and to destroy their nemesis, Donald J. Trump, and make sure the American economy was destroyed and millions were out of work and millions were sick and Trump would get all the blame and Trump wouldn't be reelected because he had his boot on China's neck. China was screwed. We were destroying China. Trump was giving China the middle finger, and it was all over for China. And China suddenly sent our way. There's Dr. Fauci in red, because he's obviously owned by China as well. What a disgusting man. Remember that movie with Dr. Evil? Fauci is the Dr. Evil. And in the end, I think someday, if we ever have a fair press and a fair justice system, he will be charged with mass murder. Okay, whether it's on the strong scale that he woke up one day and said, let's murder millions, or on the light scale. He never said anything like that. He just said, let's get rich with big pharma and let's push the vaccine and let's hide any of the negative side effects of the vaccine and let's convince people to give it to their little children. And when they all die, murder. Okay, I don't care if you blame him for mass murder or it's manslaughter and it's a contributing factor. It's murder. He's Dr. Evil. But China is the one that sent COVID our way, and Fauci's in bed with China. So there you have it. So that's the first story, was Bill Maher admitting that there are celebrities out there, and there's the NBA and the NFL and all the sports leagues and all the companies that want to make billions are screwing over America and you and me and taking the side of China. And then there's the story I told you that I would talk to you about. Cover of today's Wall Street Journal, rise in non-COVID-19 deaths hits life insurers. Companies believe lack of medical treatments during the pandemic has contributed to deaths from other causes. They don't mention the vaccine. Of course not. The Wall Street Journal is rhino, Republican in name only. The Wall Street Journal is pro-corporatist. The Wall Street Journal is in bed with Big Pharma. The Wall Street Journal gets lots of money from Big Pharma. So they can't admit it's the vaccines. But this is the first crack, the first hole in the dam. You know, they're trying their best to keep their finger in the dam and stop the water from coming out. But all the people in Big Pharma and the vaccine manufacturers and everybody making money on it, they're all getting rich on the vaccines that are killing people. And they can't admit to you that the vaccines are killing people. But all the insurance companies are now coming out and they're admitting that death rates are up 40% across the board. Non-COVID deaths. These are not COVID deaths. These are non-COVID deaths. Heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, multi-organ failure, and get this, massive increase in cancer all over people's bodies. People who have beaten cancer and people who have never had cancer suddenly have cancer everywhere in their body after they've been vaccinated, specifically after they've been boosted. That booster is horrible, and they're trying to convince you to take it by blacking out all the facts and all the truth in the VAERS report and in reports all around the world, hospitals and funeral directors and life insurance companies, that deaths are skyrocketing. People are dropping dead left and right, and celebrities are dropping dead left and right. How much time we have left? About 30 seconds or so? 40 seconds. All right. So I want to read you the underneath the picture on the cover of the Wall Street Journal. It says, among other insurance executives, Hartford Financial CEO Christopher Swift has noted an outsized number of benefit claims for non-COVID-19 specific deaths. So what they are admitting is, separate from COVID, there's an avalanche of deaths around the United States and around the world. And by the way, it's only people in the working ages between 18 and 65 because the corporations and Biden mandated they get the vaccine.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
To Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne Allyn-Root, welcome back. I'm trying to pace myself today. You know, usually Alex and I have the same kind of energy. I'm like a crazy man, but I'm losing my voice. If I keep it my usual style, I'll just lose my voice. I'm a little calmer than usual today, but I'm getting the same points across. I'll try my best to bring a little fire. So, first of all, who's me? Wayne Allyn-Root. And you can find me at rootforamerica.com. Anything you want to know about me, my bio, everything's there. Rootforamerica.com. The former libertarian vice presidential nominee in 2008, and national radio talk show stuff for 3 years, national TV talk shows on Newsmax TV, author of many best-selling books, including my latest, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book is my latest. I think you'll love it. Grab a copy at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, which shows you how to be like the Canadian truckers and now the American truckers. We've got to strike. We got to revolt. We got to intimidate. We have to blockade. We have to boycott all the things we have to do. And I give you a list of every company to go after, every company to go after, and the name of their CEO and how to reach them by him or her, by email and by phone and by social media. I mean, nobody's got this information. I hired a team of telemarketers 24 hours a day to go after this information. I got it. I put it in the book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. All right. And you can always reach me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. There's a great story on my phone right now at the UK Daily Mail, and it says, breaking news, two prosecutors leading the Manhattan criminal probe into Donald Trump resign after new DA Alvin Bragg raises serious doubts about the case, the probe grinds to a halt with no witnesses questioned for a month. And I bring that up because I love President Trump. I'm a fan of President Trump. We disagree on one issue. All of you know that. The vaccine. I'm about as anti-vaccine, this specific vaccine, as anyone in America. And I've been on the case about what a death jab this is since literally the first moment a year and a quarter ago. So we disagree on that issue. But putting that aside, we agree on everything else in life. And I know that this has been a witch hunt against my dear friend, President Donald J. Trump. And it's disgusting what they've done to him. And they've tried to destroy every business he's in and destroy his name and destroy his family. And I'm so happy to see that. These people should go to hell. They're the most vicious, disgusting people ever. And those of you who, because of the vaccine or whatever, you know, think Trump didn't do enough. Trump did everything a human being could do in 4 years in office, being hounded, being witch hunted, being attacked by everyone. By the right, by the left, by Republicans, by Democrats, by senators, by congressmen, by governors. Nobody was on Trump's side. He was a one-man army and a one-man wrecking crew. And he did everything, or I like to call him a bull in a china shop. And we have a lot in common, by the way. And he did everything a human being could do with the entire government and every government agency that was under him out to destroy him and his family. It was just incredible what they did, and they fixed the election and eventually kicked him out because they were so scared of what he'd do in the next 4 years. Don't forget that when the White House was under siege at one point by Black Lives Matter and Antifa, Trump had law enforcement people and generals lying to him and telling him he couldn't do what he could do and telling him the crowd wasn't as bad as he thought it was. And they lied to him. Just every kid, a general, Milley, who went to China and behind our backs as a traitor told him, I hate this guy Trump, and if he attacks you, I'll give you advance warning. Milley should be in Cuba, Guantanamo, on trial for treason, and if found guilty, life in prison or death penalty for treason, let alone by a general who's the chief of staff, the number one general in the United States of America, committed treason against the United States and against Donald Trump. There he is, General Milley. So it's so disgusting what Trump had to put up with. So, yes, he wasn't perfect. He isn't perfect. And I can name you 10 things that I think I would have done differently or better. But it doesn't matter. You don't know the pressure he was under. You don't know what was happening. You don't know, understand how destructive the left is and what they did to him and what they said about him and how many death threats there were and how many people wanted to murder that poor man and his family. Incredible. I will always love and appreciate President Donald Trump. And there's another example of what's happening. They tried another witch hunt and you got nothing. Nothing. All right. On to COVID, which is the one area I disagree with Trump. But, you know, he's coming around. You heard Alex open my appearance in the last hour of his show when I was a guest on his show by saying Wayne Root, he knows for a fact from insiders at Mar-a-Lago that Wayne Root had an effect on President Trump. I said you can't discuss how great the vaccine is ever again. Just discuss how bad the vaccine mandate is. And ever since then, that's exactly what President Trump did. So I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. He's not perfect, and we can't agree on everything. But the Fire Department of New York, FDNY, union head of the FDNY, seeks investigation into recent fire department deaths from COVID jabs. Three people have died, two of them in their early 30s, firemen, and one of them in his early 50s, dropped dead for no reason in the middle of training. And it just doesn't happen. 30-year-old firemen don't drop dead in the middle of training. And soccer stars don't drop dead on soccer fields. What's happening across this country is insanity, and across this world, insanity, that no one is willing to say out loud. Is this from the vaccine? All these people dropping dead, all these insurance deaths, there you see on the screen. Soccer players just dropping dead. No one's ever seen anything like this. Look at this. World-class athletes in the prime of their lives, in their youth, dropping over. Heart attacks, cardiac arrest, and death happening left and right. Incredible. Same thing with airline pilots. They're having quite a few medical emergencies with airline pilots who are all forced to take the jab. It's the same reason that the life insurance companies are saying there's all this death that they've never seen before because people are dropping dead and they all just happen to be between 18 and 65. As a matter of fact, I heard the biggest numbers are between 18 and 45 because they were forced to take the jab at their corporation because of Biden's corporate mandate through OSHA. Okay? And they're all paying the price. Disgusting. Disgusting. So now the Fire Department of New York union head seeks an investigation into recent department deaths. And he says, is it? He's not saying it is the COVID jab. He's asking, is it the COVID jab? Shouldn't we all be asking the question? Here's another story about autopsies confirm COVID vaccine-induced deaths. You never know why someone drops dead unless you do an autopsy. And there are very few autopsies being done because they don't want them done. The few autopsies that have been absolutely demanded and done, and I'd assume perhaps the relatives or the spouse of the people who die pay for it to force it to be done because government doesn't want you having an autopsy, especially if you're 25 years old and you drop dead of a heart attack. They don't want an autopsy. The autopsies that have been done here and in Germany, it can't be a coincidence. Almost every single person that they check, their body is filled with blood clots. Their blood is like cement. Their organs have hardened since they got the vaccine. It is vaccine-induced AIDS for all intents and purposes. VADES. It is causing their bodies to block. The blockages are thick. The blockages are scary. And it causes heart attacks and strokes and all kinds of horrible problems. And their bodies are filled with it. And there was one group that did 15 autopsies. And all 15, not one of them was classified as having anything to do with the vaccine. And when they got in and did the autopsy, 14 out of the 15 deaths were directly related to the vaccine. All right, I've talked about the vaccine enough in the time I've left. What do I have left? A minute? 2 minutes? What's left? About a minute 20. All right, I just want to mention Senator Shelby of Alabama. By the way, he's kind of a rhino, but it doesn't mean he doesn't have good things to say from time to time. He admitted in the last few days that 42% of the babies born in America are on Medicaid. In other words, the mom is on Medicaid. 42% of the babies now born in America, Medicaid. My parents taught me I'd rather die than accept welfare from the government. And now 42% of the babies born are born to probably almost all single mothers who are on Medicaid. And there you have it. That's why people still vote Democrat. They are bribed by government with welfare checks and Medicaid checks. And then one more stat before we go. Illegal immigration fuels record 46 million foreign-born people in the United States. So it's a combination of filling this country with open borders, with millions of new immigrants, and they all want welfare, and their babies are all born on Medicaid. And they'll all vote reliably and loyally Democrat for the rest of all time because they want the checks to keep coming. There you have it. I'm Wayne Allyn. WayneRoot at gmail.com, my website, RootForAmerica.com, my book, The Great Patriot Protest, and Boycott Book. Thank you for letting me host. This out.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.